And there's times when I had to go to my son and say, son, you deserve the punishment, but you didn't deserve how I gave it to you or how I talked to you. Said, you deserve discipline.
That turned off, yeah. I had one during the night when it was cold.
Amen. So, when in conflict, when you look into it first, will you do that? Second point is this. When conflict, compare the conflict to this right here. God's Word. Look up. And if it's something that's trifle, that's temporary, and then get a life, is it going to really bother you if the color is red when they want, when you want blue or something like that? Compare our attitude to Scripture. So like I said, there's times of right, especially with Kenny. Faith was so easy to raise as a child. She was an awesome, compliant daughter. And she once told me, Dad, this is when she was in her 20s, says, Daddy, that there's times in which I was sitting down like you asked me to, but I was standing up on the inside. But Kenny, a lot of discussions. And by the way, he is my favorite son. He is my only son. But we have a great relationship. Whenever he needs prayer, he calls me. Whenever his wife wants prayer, I'm the first one she calls. But that wasn't easy over time to do. And then the fourth thing is seek biblical resolution. Seek biblical resolution. Unity. This church needs to be unified. Your family needs to be unified. But more importantly, the gospel needs us to be unified. Ohio State needs students who love Jesus. Would you agree? By the way, if somebody's going to Cedarville needs students who love Jesus. Even though it's a Christian college, that there's students there who don't know the Lord. I know because my son went there, he knew the Lord, but some of his roommates really didn't act like it. So, let me ask. If I went around to each of you, name your name, and say, are you living in unity with each person? Could you say yes? And by the way, you can't even start to say yes if you don't know Jesus Christ as Savior. And knowing Jesus Christ means, one, you realize we're sinners. And in fact, you yourself would say, I am a sinner. I cannot get to heaven on my own. Jesus died for me, shed his blood for me, was put in the grave for me, and was raised from the dead for me, that I could have eternal life. And that raising from the dead confirmed what he said. I would come back in 3 days. And when he proved the very impossible, then we could believe also when he said, I'm the way, the truth, and life. No person comes to the Father but by me. So let me ask you, do you know Jesus Christ? You can't be unified unless you first of all have the Holy Spirit within you. You don't have the Holy Spirit within you unless you've accepted Jesus Christ. Let's just bow our heads. So I'll do this in two phases. One, do you know Jesus Christ? And if not, do you understand what I mean that we're all sinners and he loved us enough to die for us, shed his blood for us, was put in the grave for us, was raised from the dead for us? But you've never taken the step of truly accepting that, asking Jesus Christ to be your Savior. Would you be willing to do that right now? If you've never done it, and you believe that. Now, don't just say words because I've asked you to say words. Nothing magical about the words. But if you truly believe those things I've just shared, Would you just talk to him right now? And not out loud, but quietly, silently, in your heart and your mind, to say, "Dear Jesus, please forgive me, a sinner. I realize I cannot get to heaven on my own." Just tell him that. Just tell him that. Then would you be willing to say, "Jesus, I believe you died for me." Just tell him that. "I believe you shed your blood for me." Just tell him that. "I believe that you were put in the grave for me, and that God raised you 3 days later for me." Just tell him that. "Jesus, I believe that you're in heaven. I believe that you're the only way to heaven." Just tell him that. Then would you say, "Jesus, I accept you as my Savior." Now don't just say that with your mind, but share it with your heart. You believe that. If you just prayed that, would you just thank him for receiving you as his child? And if you just prayed that for the first time and meant it, with only me looking, would you just raise your hand and say, "Ken, I just prayed that prayer, and I meant it with my heart." Okay? Then let me ask this, which is either all of you or most of you. Can you think of one way that you were not unified with someone that you knew that you were out? You did not handle it well this past week, this past month, even this past year. But I think even within a week, we might look at areas. Would you be willing to say, "Lord, I realize that though my ideas I think were good, how I approached it was wrong"? Would you ask forgiveness for that? And then would you say, "Lord, help me in the next time of seeing this person, or next time of conflict, instead of me looking for my way"? Just tell them that. Tell them in your own words, by the way. "Instead of me looking for my way, help me to look for your way, for your path, for your leading." And Lord, when they disagree with me, Lord, help me to reflect you to that person and how I walk away from that person and how I do it in a spirit of love, a spirit of prayer, a spirit of reflecting you. And maybe you know the area. Would you name that before the Lord? "Lord, I know this is the area I need to deal with. Help." And you name it and deal with it in your mind. Would you do that right now? And if you have or are, would you just shake your head yes? I'm not going to confront you afterwards. I just want to know. Are you talking with God? Are you talking with God? Father, I thank you for each brother, each sister. Help us now to love you, praise you, to walk in you, to be unified in you, to reflect you to everyone we're with, even with those who are hard to get along with, even with those that we struggle with. May we still reflect you through our prayers and through our love, and take the stand on your side, God's word, of your word. We ask this in Jesus' name.